This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vote count updates from local polls coming in from different parts of the country. Nepali Congress leading the vote count. Voting continues in 15 more centres today, and Ukraine calls for prisoner swap for fighters evacuated from Mariupol steelworks, but their fate is currently uncertain. Now, the news in detail. Election Commission has said voting is taking place today under the local level election at 15 polling centres in various districts including Bara, Rautahat, Humla and Tanahu. The election at these centres was suspended on May 13 due to political disputes and violence. The election is in progress at ward number 7 of Garuda municipality, at ward number 2, ward number 1, 2 and 9 of Bodimai municipality, at ward number 3 and 6 of Gadimai municipality, at ward number 1 and 2 of Yamunamai municipality, at ward number 2 of Dewani Gunahi municipality and at ward number 7 of Fatwa Bijaipur municipality in Rautahat district. Similarly, voting is in progress at present at ward number 2 and 4 of Pasrota municipality in Bara district, at ward number 2 of Tsongkheli rural municipality in Humla district, and at ward number 4 of Bias municipality in Tanahu district. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad and Ambassador of China to Nepal Hu Yanki have held a cordial meeting at the Home Ministry today. The Home Ministry informed that the Home Minister and the Chinese Ambassador discussed the matters of bilateral ties and mutual cooperation. On the occasion, Ambassador Yanki thanked the Nepal government and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba for successfully holding the local level election. The Ambassador also informed the Home Minister that the direct flight service from Kathmandu to China's Kunming would begin from upcoming 30th of May. Likewise, Home Minister expressed his belief that Government of China would continue its assistance to Nepal for maintaining peace, stability, development and prosperity. Results of May 13 local level election have started coming in. According to Election Commission, the final results of 441 local levels are made public as of now out of 753 local levels. The Nepali Congress is leading the vote counted in the 441 local units under the local level elections so far. Nepali Congress has won 201 seats of the local unit, while CPN-UML has won 122. The CPN-Maoist Centre is closely following with 88 wins. According to preliminary results, at an independent mayoral candidate of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Balendra Saha, is leading the vote count. According to the latest tally provided by the Election Commission, Balendra is leading with 10,432 votes, while CPN-UML candidate Kesab Sthapit is following him with 5,719 votes. Srijana Singh, the Nepali Congress candidate from coalition, has got 5,205 votes. Likewise, Nepali Congress has maintained its lead in Lalitpur Metropolitan City. Chiribabu Maharjan of Nepali Congress is in the lead with 10,711 votes so far. CPN-UML candidate Hari Krishna Benjankar is following Maharjan with 4,950 votes. Similarly, the mayoral candidate of Bharatpur Metropolitan City Renu Dahal is still in the lead in the vote count. The budget session of the Federal Parliament began at the Parliament building in New Manesore yesterday. Today's session has also started a while ago. On the first day of the 11th session, the main opposition CPN-UML announced that it ended the obstruction of both houses of the Federal Parliament. The UML had been continuously obstructing the Parliament since September 8 last year, citing that Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota did not take action against 14 of its lawmakers who split the party. The UML obstructed the 9th and the 10th session of the House. Likewise, presenting the principles and priorities of the Appropriation Bill 2022 at the Federal Parliament yesterday, Finance Minister Janardhan Sarma Prabhakar said that the thrust of the budget would be rapid economic growth and balanced progress supported by infrastructure development. According to the constitutional provision, there should be a pre-budget discussion in the House before the government unveils its annual budget on May 29th. The Parliament Secretariat has a tentative schedule for holding the pre-budget session just for 2 days today and tomorrow, this year because of time constraint. The budget will also include policies and programs from the development of tunnels, expressways, terminals in airports, and the completion of national pride projects. The government has announced that the budget of the coming fiscal year 2022-23 would give priority to 10 sectors, including agriculture, industry, infrastructure, including energy, tourism, social security, and climate change. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and in hilly regions of the rest of the provinces today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 18 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.8 degrees Celsius. At present, there is a general effect of local winds, a low pressure line around Uttar Pradesh, India, and westerly winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. The battle for the port city of Mariupol in Ukraine has ended after a devastating siege that lasted nearly 3 months. Hundreds of fighters have been evacuated to Russian-controlled areas since Monday. It is unclear how many are still in the port city. Kiev is calling for a prisoner swap, but the fate of the last defenders is currently uncertain. The fall of Mariupol would give Russia a land bridge to Crimea and control of the Sea of Azov, cutting off Ukraine's maritime trade. Meanwhile, talks between Russia and Ukraine to end the war have been put on hold, with both sides accusing each other of inflexibility. Likewise, Ukraine's military has said that Russian forces continue to launch missile strikes at military targets and civilians throughout the Ukraine. According to an update by Ukraine's General Staff of the Armed Forces, in Mariupol, Russian soldiers are still blocking the units in the Azovstal steel plant. They add that Russian forces are also attacking in Donetsk and continue to shell border areas in Chernihiv and Sumy. United Kingdom's National Weather Service Met Office study has found climate change makes record-breaking heat waves in northwest India and Pakistan 100 times more likely. The region should now expect a heat wave that exceeds the record temperatures seen in 2010 once every 3 years. The Met Office further says, without climate change, such extreme temperatures could occur only once 312 years. The report comes as the forecasters say temperatures in northwest India could reach new highs in the coming days. The Met Office's Global Guidance Unit warns the temperatures are likely to reach 50 degrees Celsius in some spots with continued very high overnight temperatures. According to US media reports, flight data indicates a China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed in March was intentionally put into nosedive. The reports say investigators have so far not found any mechanical or technical faults with the jet, citing a preliminary assessment by US officials. The Boeing 737-800 was flying between the southern Chinese cities of Kunming and Guangzhou when it crashed. All 132 passengers and crew on board the plane died in the crash. Chinese airlines generally have a good safety record. The last major accident took place 12 years ago. The China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed was less than 7 years old. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote count updates from local polls coming in from different parts of the country. Nepali Congress leading vote count. Voting continues in 15 more centres today, and Ukraine calls for a prisoner swap for fighters evacuated from Mariupol steelworks, but their fate is currently uncertain. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.